On a Monday, Memorial Day, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. Our colleague Steve Inskeep is on a reporting assignment in Syria. When President Obama went to Oklahoma yesterday, he toured the city of Moore, where 24 people died and hundreds were injured in last Monday's tornado. That twister was unleashed during an outbreak of dangerous weather in the country's heartland. And as it turns out, a day before the destruction in Moore, another tornado hit 50 miles to the northeast in the small rural community of Kearney. Fortunately, no one died there, but 36 homes were damaged or destroyed, a big blow to a tiny town. NPR's Pam Fessler paid Kearney a visit.
The first thing you notice about Kearney is the horizon. Outside of town, where smoke billows from a half dozen bonfires. It's burning brush and debris from crushed homes. The land here is open and wide and exposed, so when a tornado hits, it can scatter a family's belongings everywhere, like the seeds of a dandelion. Scores of people this weekend combed through broken trees and shrubs, looking for things to salvage. Shoes, money, photos, important papers. High school senior Brynna Bunyard reads from a letter found tangled in the brush.
I really miss everyone and can't wait to get back. I really miss everyone from Kearney, especially my little sister.
The letter was written 2 years ago, on the 4th of July, by someone in the Army who clearly missed home.
And then on the back, it's a prayer, but you can't really read it because of all the mud. It's just a prayer. It says, "Dear Lord, please watch my sisters because I can't be there." So she has someone to
talk to
maybe?
Nearby, much of the Knox family's modular home and its contents are strewn across the hillside. Jessica Knox says they lost just about everything except each other.
My kitchen's here, and my bathroom was here, and then my bedroom was down there. So it's just very odd how it landed.
She says in 6 seconds, the tornado wiped out what it took years for her, her husband, and their 4 children to build. It also destroyed her father's, her sister-in-law's, and her father-in-law's homes, all nearby. 4 in 1 family hit by the storm. But Knox says, miraculously, she looked and found a silver necklace with a locket containing some of her mother's ashes.
And I said, there's a chance. So I was like, Mom, please just let me find you. And we were about a foot and a half, 2 feet in dirt. And I just saw a piece of a chain, and we found it. So I told my boys, I said, we have Grandma's big toe.
There was a story going around that people here felt abandoned with all the attention and resources going to the city of Moore. But Knox says she doesn't feel that at all. Just look at all these people helping out.
And I don't know hardly anyone.
Okay. They're working on it as fast as they can. So they're
just downtown at the First Assembly of God Church, Minister Philip Newland is coordinating volunteers and donations, which are abundant. Newland says he understands why most of the attention is on places that were harder hit.
You know, we're a town of 640 people.
But he says Kearney does have challenges that more urban areas do not.
Kearney has no rental property. So when you lose 20 homes, we can't afford to lose 20 families here in this town. So our big thing is trying to get housing available and get containers.
He says secure containers are needed to store all these donations and salvaged belongings. So when people do get back into their homes, they have something to fill them with.
We live in rural America, so basically, if you ain't got it in a tub, 6 months from now, it's going to be worthless with the rodents and stuff like that. So the containers were important to us, the tubs were important to us.
Kearney does have something that the city of Moore does not, safe rooms in its local schools. That's where most people sought refuge Sunday night. Only one person in town was seriously injured. Pam Fessler, NPR News.